Home, town, hero. Chapter 3.
Correction north of Polito Boulevard at 4 Wheel Auto Parts, incident 862, RD936.
Bravo. 10:50 over. Calls dispatch. Oakland Housing Complex. Caucasian woman. 5'2", brunette. Medium build. Possibly high on narcotics. Creating a disturbance over.
Hey, Beatrice, says LT into the Motorola. I'll take care of it. Cancel backup. Turning off his radio, LT, crew cut, donut belly, rosacea, bifocal aviators, flips on his lights and speeds through the intersection at the corner of High School and McDonald's. Behind the high school, about the floodlights of the glowing stadium, the crowd erupts as a touchdown is made. But the roar is quickly doused with the blast of his siren as LT swerves into oncoming traffic. And those in the McDonald's drive-thru quickly swivel their heads to see the action as the squad car nearly collides with a navy blue minivan. Speeding down Main, LT runs two red lights, then making a left east on Locust. He runs two more, having run the total number of stoplights in the town. He then speeds through a good half dozen stop signs as he curls a fresh stick of double mint on his tongue. Arriving at Oakland, LT comes screeching to a halt in a back parking lot of the housing complex. Under three buzzing street lamps, LT gets out, tightens his belt, and approaches the Caucasian lady, 5'2", brunette, medium build, possibly high on narcotics, indeed creating a disturbance as she screams at a neighbor about one thing or another. Hey, Jennifer, calm down, demands LT.
Bitch has my dentures, yells
the Caucasian woman with no teeth. Short, peroxide blonde, brunette at the roots, squatty, scolding her kids.
Get back in the damn apartment.
Calm down and tell me what's going on, says LT. The short, squatty woman then says with her gums, hands on her hips.
This bitch over here, high out of her mind.
As Jennifer, the medium-billed woman, paces back and forth with gritted, rotten teeth, with white-knuckled fists, digging her nails into her palm. LT interrupts, telling Jennifer, hey, take a seat, showing her to the curb. And the squatty woman goes on.
She's over here banging on my damn window all morning. Kids are trying to have their Kraft and cheese. Well, it's that Aldi's brand. Tastes the same, but anyhow. She's over here banging and hollering away. And when I open the window to tell her to shut up and get on and go home, seeing I didn't have a good clue on God's green earth what in the Sam hell she was carrying on about anyhow. I was telling her to get as my show was coming on. Damn near missed it by now. Anyhow, my damn dentures came unstuck and fell right out my mouth. Well, she picked them up. Now she's refusing to give them back.
You got her dentures? LT asked Jennifer, squirming on the curb.
They're down her damn pants,
says the squatty bill.
And her whore crotch.
I ain't got shit, says Jennifer. Just give her dentures back, says LT. Let's make this easy. Come on. I ain't responsible for her lost teeth. Maybe she's trapped rushing.
Yeah, you're one to talk,
says the squatty kid. Look, we can do this the easy way or the hard way, says LT. You do what you gotta do, but I ain't doing shit. Alright then, says LT, grabbing her by the arm. Jennifer resists as LT lifts her to her feet and puts her hands behind her back. And as the handcuffs tighten around Jennifer's wrist, she cries out, please don't arrest me, come on. This is bullshit. LT walks her over to the far side of the squad car. There, he reaches down the front of her pants, and Jennifer screams out, get your fucking hand out of my pussy. LT feels around, and then with a, he grins and pulls out the dentures.